This is the State of Things live from the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh. I'm Frank Stacio. And the sounds of bluegrass have taken over the streets and music venues of Raleigh. The International Bluegrass Music Association's World of Bluegrass is a five-day event that strings together free concerts, ticketed showcases, a Business of Bluegrass conference, and the illustrious International Bluegrass Music Awards. Renowned bluegrass journalist John Lawless has been following all the action. He was at the awards ceremony last night. John is the editor and co-founder of Bluegrass Today and joins me in the studio. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Frank.
Good to have you here. You can also view a live stream of this conversation at our website, stateofthings.org. Let's start with the awards. Entertainer of the Year. I guess the news is that the Earls of Leicester didn't win. It was North Carolina's own Balsam Range.
I noticed each year at the award show, you pick up a vibe. How's it going? You watch the first two awards and you kind of say, okay, what's the collective mind of the membership of the IBMA this year? Because this is a peer awards process that people in the industry vote these awards. And Tim Surratt, the bass player with
Balsam Range,
won the first award of the night. So I'm, kind of scratching my chin a little bit thinking, how's this going? And then Buddy Melton, the violinist and tenor singer with Balsam Range, won. So I can't say that I was shocked that they took Entertainer of the Year.
And we should talk about that because we're joking about the fact that the Earls of Leicester didn't win it. They've won it for the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. And it is an entertaining group. Their stage presence is something. Maybe you can describe their act for us.
Yeah, it's the most unlikely thing you would draw up on paper. Let's take a bunch of seasoned professionals in the bluegrass world and dress them up like Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and put them out on stage playing those old songs from the 50s. And it was the biggest thing in bluegrass for the past few years. And it's still. They draw record crowds. They have a new double live album coming out next month. And the band, headed by Jerry Douglas, who, as far as I've been able to see, can do no wrong in the music industry. And now he wants to turn and be, Uncle Josh from the old days of the Flatt & Scruggs group. And they've got the string ties and the cowboy hats and the black suits. And watching audiences, especially millennial audiences, go crazy for it is, it's been eye-opening.
And they do it with a little wrinkle in their eye, too.
Yes.
But let's talk about the winners now, too. Balsam Range. Talk about them and why you think they won this year.
Boy, I'd love to be able to say why, and I just don't know. But truthfully, it's not like they did something special and different this year. It just, this is where the mood was. And they've been a terrific band for many years. And I've known many of those guys for 20 years or more who have been playing around and in different groups. And now,
this was their time.
It was
their
time.
Year. And here's some of their music, Blue Collared Greens, Balsam Range.
With an aching back, blood, tears, and sweat, Blue Collared Greens. One horse town behind, my good intentions withered on the vine.
Balsam Range with Blue Collared Dreams. I like the idea of blue collared greens.
Yeah, you can kind of hear that.
How about blue collared greens? Would that be the song? Great song. And as you say, a band that's been at it for a long time and has a remarkable stage presence. Let's listen to a track of the song that won this year's this is a record that I think is won the best song, right? And it's kind of a little meta because the song is If I'd Have Wrote That Song. So let's listen to this by Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers.
I wouldn't be driving this truck if I'd have wrote that song. This old bologna sandwich would be filet mignon. I'd have a Lincoln Navigator and a boat to tow along. I wouldn't be driving this truck if I'd have wrote that song.
If I'd have wrote that song, that won Song of the Year at this year's IBMA Awards. Larry Cordell. Is it Larry
Cordell?
Yeah. Tell us more about that song and the group.
Well, Joe Mullins is another one that had been in the music industry literally since he was a boy. His dad was a fairly well-known fiddle player and radio personality in Southern Ohio, and they had a band called the Traditional Grass, Joe and his dad and several other people. And Joe retired from music, bought a couple of radio stations in Southern Ohio, which he still manages, and now he's back out touring as Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. This song, I think, is very clever. Cordell is known for this kind of thing. You just imagine a guy sitting in his truck on his way to work, wishing he didn't have to go in, and he hears a song and goes, "Man, if only I'd have wrote that song." And they carry it out, of course, through the lyrics all the way through the song, and it's been a great one for Joe and the guys.
Yeah, and it talks about the deep connection between bluegrass musicians and the audience, the deep, intimate connection between if I'd have been up there on that stage, if I'd have written that song. Hey, a lot more women being recognized for some of their incredible music, and there's been growing interest for years, specifically instrument-specific awards. Women won for both Guitar Player of the Year and Mandolin Player of the Year. Tell us a little bit more about that and those awards.
Well, I think it's the new normal. It's going to continue. There are many deep sociological discussions about why. I won't tackle that. But I notice, I pay attention especially to young people at the IBMA convention. Because obviously, that's the future of the music. I'm a formerly young person myself. And if they're not there, this is going to die at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are every bit as many young girls as there are young boys involved. Some people think that's because now there are some role models. Younger girls can look and go, oh, there's Rhonda Vincent and Alison Krauss and Sierra Hull or Molly Tuttle you just mentioned. That may be it, but there's no question that there is parity the younger you go between
that's interesting. So
male and female. And it's just going to continue.
Well, let's talk about Molly Tuttle. She won for Guitar Player of the Year for songs like this.
One, two,
Molly Tuttle with Supermoon from her newest album, Rise, Molly Rise, and she won Guitar Player of the Year for the second time in a row. Tell us more about Molly.
Well, she's another fascinating one. She's not a part of the Appalachian tradition that formed this music. She's from California. I've been following her since she was probably 12 or 13 years old, at which time she was a banjo player, and she played with her family band. And there's an awful lot of that in bluegrass. And then she was given a scholarship to attend the Berklee College of Music up in Boston and emerged as a guitar player. She'd always played guitar, but that was her principal instrument at Berklee, and she just is a remarkable player. And now leading her own band, I don't know her age, she's got to be in her early 20s.
But it gets to be some of what you were saying earlier, which is that younger people are coming to this music, and they're coming in from all sorts of directions. And some have formal training and some don't. Some began with family bands and went on to get trained and all of that. And so there are some bands that didn't win awards, like the Kellys. Now, there's something you want to talk about.
I love the band of Kellys. These are it's a teen sibling group, three teens, 19, 16, and 13. And I think what I was most excited about with them is they were taught by their older brother, who since left the group. And so the younger ones are always the ones that get it because they've been watching it so long. And just by chance, one of those girls, Victoria Kelly, has one of the most amazing singing voices. And at 15 and 16 years old, sounds like she's been doing this all her life.
Let's hear a little sample of the band of Kellys. we go. The band Kelly's. It's a teen bluegrass band, their version of Maggie's Farm. I'm talking with John Lawless. John, this convention has been quite successful in Raleigh, and it's been mutually beneficial, has it not?
Oh, no question about it. I think that the IBMA almost was languishing in Nashville. Nashville is a country music town. They accept other forms of music. There's a jazz scene. There is a bluegrass scene. But they don't embrace it the way Raleigh has. And that's right down to the city council, the mayor, the tourism department. I mean, even riding in Ubers from the hotel down here every day, people, oh, you with the bluegrass show? Doesn't matter if they're recent immigrants or have grown up in North Carolina. They know the bluegrass is here, and they're glad to have it.
Yeah, and it's turned the fortunes of the IBMA around. Really.
No
it's
question
kind of
about that.
Things. And things are getting bigger every year. John Lawless, I'm so happy you're a part of it and you joined us today. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
John Lawless is the editor and co-founder of Bluegrass Today. Just ahead, IBMA wants to bring diversity to bluegrass. How about a Jewish bluegrass group from New York? We'll hear them on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio. And the Natural Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh. You can view a live stream of today's show at our website, stateofthings.org. We're a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and we will be right back.